Lock in Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Michigan has one of the largest populations of homeless students in the United States. That's according to new research from the University of Michigan. And IPR's David Castleman reports communities in northern Michigan have some of the highest rates of child homelessness in the entire state.
Homelessness means a student doesn't have a regular or adequate place to live. They could be living in a shelter or couch surfing or some other arrangement. The report says about 3% of students were homeless statewide in 2016. But some areas in northwest lower Michigan had much higher rates. 16% of students were homeless in Sutton's Bay Public Schools. In Baldwin Community Schools, it was a quarter of the student population, the highest in the state.
This is not an urban issue. This is not just a rural issue. This is an issue that is impacting the entire state.
That's Jennifer Erb Downward, a University of Michigan researcher. Erb Downward says students experiencing homelessness face huge academic challenges. A little more than half of homeless students graduate from high school in 4 years, according to the data. The average for all students is 80%.
Homeless students are performing more poorly. They are struggling more than all other groups that were available for comparison.
Schools are required by federal law to help students who are homeless. Abby Jordan leads the effort in Traverse City Area Public Schools. She says one of the main goals is to keep students from changing schools when their housing situation changes.
If we can keep them from changing schools, that at least stabilizes something in their life. School is often, for some of our vulnerable students, the place where they go to eat, to be warm, to be loved.
TCAPS had a slightly higher rate of homelessness than the state average, about 5%. Jordan says about 450 students are enrolled in a program for the homeless this year. For IPR News Radio, I'm David Castleman.